This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go around the NFL from a busy week 11. Got started with the Steelers beating up on the Titans last Thursday night, 40-17. It ended last night. Seahawks coming all the way back, but not far enough to tie the Falcons late, 34-31. Atlanta almost
good ball game.
Melted down, but Blair Walsh missed a 52-yard field goal at the horn. Matt Ryan threw a couple touchdowns, 195 yards. Tevin Coleman had a rushing touchdown, also caught a pass out of the backfield for 15 yards for Atlanta in a rare start for Devontae Freeman. Julio Jones led the way, 5-for-71. Russell Wilson, couple of touchdowns, including one to Jimmy Graham, who went for 58 yards. Russell Wilson rushed for 86 yards in a pretty impressive individual performance. Seahawks fell to 6-4.
They ain't great. What it is basically now is that offensive line that's supposed to be better with Dwayne Brown's addition, it's not much better. It's basically Russell Wilson running for his life.
Well, they've also suffered two major injuries since they played the Redskins. They, remember, had everybody basically but Earl Thomas on defense that day?
Yeah.
Now they're without Michael Bennett. They're also without Cam Chancellor. And they're without Richard Sherman out for the year, and they're dropping like flies on defense.
Oh, death must Sherman. Go back to Sunday, the New England Patriots, 33, the Oakland Raiders, 8. If you're going to get New England, when do you get them? Anybody? Class? Anyone? Anyone?
September?
Anyone? September.
Early?
You ain't getting them now. Maybe somebody slips up when they're not quite ready to play or something like that at the middle of December. They're rolling. They're 8-2. They're on their way to 13 or 14 wins at home field once again. This is a juggernaut, man. Tom Brady was outstanding. 30 of 37, 340 yards, 3 touchdowns, just casual. You get a pick. You get a catch. Spread it out to about a million different receivers. Brandon Cooks had a massive day. New England is awesome. And by the way, their defense, awful at the start of the year. What are the Patriots going to do? How about play excellent defense down the stretch?
Lions got a big needed win, 27-24 over the Bears, and that was despite the fact that they trailed Chicago for much of the first half. They exploded for 3 touchdowns in the second quarter. Couple things first on Chicago. Mitchell Trubisky's not impressing me at all as a passer.
I'm not impressed.
For all of the discussion about him in the preseason, he's been just the ultimate card-carrying member of the Jag Corps.
Just a guy.
When dropping back. Now, he's a kid. He's a baby. He's going to get better. I will say he's a way better scrambler and runner than I thought.
More athletic than you thought, right?
Dude's a really good athlete. Jordan Howard went for 125 yards and a touchdown on the ground, ripped off a 50-yard run. But this is about the Lions, who won 300 yards, 2 touchdowns for Matt Stafford, who's got that Kirk Cousins-esque statistical line this season. Theo Riddick, Amir Abdullah combined for 20 attempts. The Lions run the ball worse than the Redskins, but here's where I give them credit. They always seem to get to around 20 carries.
Right?
They just do it to do it. And a lot of times against bad teams, that seems to work in their favor. They beat Chicago by 3.
Philadelphia, Abso Smurfly, went on the road and destroyed the Dallas Cowboys. Their defense is excellent. This is how I would build a team. Now, you got to get lucky and get yourself a quarterback. But I go get terrific members of the front seven. They went and got Timmy Jernigan, a guy that the Redskins should have drafted instead of Trent Murphy. As soon as he was here, they go, oh, wait, this guy's terrific. Here's your extension, Timmy Jernigan. Keep kicking people's butts. He's awesome. Fletcher Cox is awesome. They drafted Barnett. This is what you do. It's how I would do it. Carson Wentz didn't have to do anything in this game. 168 yards, a couple touchdowns. They ran it for 215 yards against the Dallas Cowboys. Ajayi had a huge run a season long. LeGarrette Blount averaged over 4.5 yards a carry. Corey Clement got 50 yards. Everybody got a chance to run the football. They kicked the snot out of Dallas, who couldn't do diddly and or squat without Tyron Smith and Zeke Elliott.
Crazy development at Lambeau Field this weekend. Joe Flacco wasn't the worst quarterback playing.
There we go.
Flacco actually lit it up, dude. Did you see Flacco?
He had some decent numbers.
He was unbelievable on Sunday. He threw for 183 yards.
In one game!
A touchdown and an interception. Nobody talks enough about how awful this guy is. 9 touchdowns, 11 picks, and a 74 rating this year. He is tumultuous. However, a guy that's worse because he's not an NFL starter, and Flacco is, just not a very good one, is Brett Hundley. Brett Hundley, the Packers starter because Aaron Rodgers is hurt, almost like injuries make you worse. Weird.
Huh.
239 yards, no touchdowns, and 3 interceptions.
Oh, no.
Alex Collins ran the ball 20 times for less than 50 yards, did rush for a touchdown to save his fantasy day. Mike Wallace had a 21-yard touchdown catch from the aforementioned Flacco, who threw for a career-best 183 yards. I only kid because I care. Ravens shut out the Packers. For all the kidding about Flacco or nonsense about their offense,
their
we can talk.
Defense is good.
Their defense is dominating and one of the best in the league, and they pitch, I believe, their third shutout of the season.
More shutouts than that Super Bowl-winning team of 2000. That's it, Ray Lee. Let's go to the Buffalo Bills, who are struggling. Went on the road to Los Angeles, who is not terrible. I keep saying this. They're 4-6. The Chargers ain't good. Nobody's saying that they are, but they're not terrible. The Bills, right now, this minute, their third straight loss, they are terrible. Nathan Peterman had 6 completions. Good job, Nate.
Did he have an interception?
Well, after the first 5, he didn't have any.
Wait, did he have 2 interceptions?
No. I'm saying he had after the first 5, he didn't have any more.
Oh, so he threw 5 passes, then he didn't throw anymore?
No, after the first 5 interceptions, he didn't have any more interceptions.
He threw 5 interceptions.
He was benched for Tyrod Taylor. Nathan Peterman really struggled. Let the Peterman family down. He was wretched. He sucks. Please stop playing him forever. He was terrible in college. He's terrible now.
You know what I'd love?
It's a mistake.
I'd love to sit here and mention that 2 of his picks shouldn't have happened. I'm not going to waste 1 sentence or second defending that guy. I'm just not going to do it.
Now, here's Buffalo's come apart of the season.
I do feel bad for Sean McDermott.
That
exploded in his face.
Yeah, that blew up, but just don't make bad decisions, is what I would say.
But the decision was not as bad as the result. Like, the decision is, we can't win with Tyrod Taylor. Let's see if we can win with Nathan Peterman. But what we now know is, that's Nathan Peterman, apparently.
You got to know who you are and know who you're not. Here's what you are. A team that's got to run it.
A winner.
Yeah, a team that's got to run it, and their defense has exploded in a terrible direction.
Someone sent me a graphic. This is going to be the case with any kind of slightly under-athletic, even though that's not true, but that's what's perceived. Like, a guy that supposedly doesn't have the arm strength, not a big, like, mid-round white quarterback, they're going to be Kirk Cousins. Because on the graphic on CBS or whatever it was, as he ran out onto the field for the first time, they're like, you know, here are the attributes. And then the last thing they show on this bullet point graphic was Kirk Cousins, ? Like, he's a guy who might be Kirk Cousins. It's just the lazy thing that everyone's going to do. Mm. Vikings 24, Rams 7.
Game of the week there.
This was the one everybody wanted to see. L.A. gets the ball first. They march right down the field, shove it on the Vikings' elite defense and score, and they take a 7-0 lead. That was the last time they flirt with points. 24-0 unanswered the rest of the way. Stop talking about if Case Keenum needs to be benched for now. The guy's playing really well. 27 of 38, 280 and a touchdown, no picks. Adam Thielen doesn't just get off on the Redskins. Went for a Bill 23 and a score, including a 65-yard catch and run for a touchdown.
That boy good.
Kyle Rudolph, 5 for 58. Stephon Diggs, a quiet 4 for 32. But Latavius Murray rushed for 95 yards and 2 touchdowns. Jerick McKinnon added 48. The Vikings rushed in this game for well over 150 yards over a Rams team that early in the year was giving up a lot of yards on the ground, has been much better in that capacity since. This was the game of the week in the NFC, and Minnesota dominated it.
The most disappointing game of the week is if you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan. Your team has now lost 4 of 5 after starting 5-0.
What happened to them?
I don't know what in the hairy hell is going on. I know this. They couldn't do anything against the New York Football Giants, who the Redskins see, in just over 48 hours. This was just so, so terrible. Alex Smith, who was a must-start in daily fantasy, a must-start in regular fantasy, 230 yards, 2 touchdowns, a QBR of 38. They couldn't run it. They couldn't throw it. They couldn't do anything against the New York Giants. Now, the inverse of that is the Giants can't do squat either. Their offense is awful. Evan Engram, who has been a stud of late, barely registered. I don't know if he played or not. Had 1 catch for 9 yards. This was the worst game of the week. This should have been a Kansas City get-right game. Instead, it's a what-are-we-doing-here-Harry game.
There are some more teams, some more games we haven't covered. We will get to those next. Grant Danny, 106.7 The Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.